IVM.
All right. Hello and welcome to Football Twaddle. My name is Saru. This is a sad, sad day for football. We record on Shah Rukh Khan's birthday. Well, that is not the sad part. But the sad part is money and dirty owners have won and real football people have lost over the last 2 days. And to discuss these developments, I have with me my esteemed friends and panelists and knowledgeable people. Yash?
What's up?
And everything and an Arsenal aficionado, Tanuj Baru.
What is up?
Yash? Why?
That's it. I'm waiting for the knowledgeable people to be introduced.
Who? No. That prefix only was only for Yash. You are just Arsenal aficionado. Yash, why? Why did this happen? Why did Daniel Levy win? And why was a good man like Nuno sacked?
So that is good for us Geordies, right? Now Nuno can come to the club that we commonly support and help us stay up.
No, but I think they're not even discussing with Nuno. But before we get to the Jordi situation, as we know, it's a bit more complicated having a lot of money, right? But let's talk about this. So Nuno was the seventh favorite manager, or like their seventh choice to take over. Yep. They let him take over. They let him take all the shit about Harry Kane and everything.
Yeah.
And he's like sixth on table. He's not too bad, right? Like that is generally the Spurs level.
Absolutely.
Just because they lost a game, they sack him.
So are you suggesting that this was a masterstroke to let Nuno deal with all the Harry Kane madness?
It was, no? Like, yeah. this is so disgusting, dude. I mean...
So he was a patsy who took the fall at the beginning of the season for
exactly.
Conte to eventually come in.
So this is how it goes. They hire this Fabio Paratici guy from Juventus. And he was like, I will bring Antonio Conte. Then Conte said, fuck off. Right? And then they went through like 3-4 other managers. They almost hired Paulo Fonseca. They like sacked him also because this guy's friend Gattuso was coming. Then they do all of that. They let Nuno take the shit. Like the respectable thing to do is at least give him like 20 games. Like what is this? What has it we come down to?
I guess they have all excuses in place like... Their main players like Harry Kane were not firing under him. And on top of that, with the stadiums full again, I've spoken about this before. Spurs have these peculiar fans who like a certain style of play, which Nuno also... Nuno cannot create that kind of attacking football. He's more pragmatic. So, yeah, I mean, now that you've put it this way, I think this is a Sochi Samji Sajesh. Like, Nuno was never like the first choice.
Yeah.
It was never going to be a long-term prospect.
No. And talking of peculiar fans, I think it's now we talk to like Tanuj. Because Antonio Conte started his golden run in the Premier League after Tanuj Baru saw him lose at the Emirates Stadium, as we have pointed out over and over again. So, if Spurs win the league, will you take the responsibility for it, Tanuj Baru?
No, because it needs to be done in very specific circumstances. And I don't think the stars are all going to align for Spurs for Conte this time. You have to be going through a 10-game, you know, non-winning or losing streak before you go on to a 14-game winning streak. So, and you have to lose 3-0 at Emirates while I'm watching in the stadium live. So, sir, it's a very complicated process. It's not... Child's play these things. I mean,
yeah. We saw the
content we do discuss at later.
Yes. Oh, but we saw this. So we saw the Spurs versus United game together.
Yeah.
And before we get Yash's take on the masterstroke paid by Ole, did you see Ole celebrating every goal? Like, yeah, I knew this. We have this in hand. This is exactly. Which is that? What is the dialogue? It's all going according to plan.
Everything is planned.
Everything is planned.
He was behaving in a fashion like he knew what was leading to those goals. Like, you know, he had predicted it or it was actually his plan or something. But I don't think the players were on the same page with him on that.
Why?
Nobody cared about what Ole was even saying or thinking. I mean, they were just a set of really good players coming together and pulling off a really good game. So I don't think there was an Ole master plan over there. Apart from just celebrating and jumping up and down whenever the cameras were on him and gesticulating a bit. So I think that's...
You're being so disingenuous. Yes, come on. He knew that Ronaldo was going to score those goals.
Yeah, so there's this...
He worked on it for the week.
there's a forward going around saying that this was a masterstroke by Ole to play a Conte system to avoid getting sacked and for Conte to come into Manchester United. But he got Nuno sacked and Conte ended up there. The back three, the decision to play back three was Ole's, and it's a system I've never seen United play. The only credit I can give him is at least he tried something new. He dropped like the crowd favorites like Rashford and Mason, which he possibly would have been difficult if the game was at Old Trafford. Like this was perfectly set up. A Spurs away game after thrashing when your job is on the threat is the perfect game for you.
So you actually think Ole played 4D chess to like...
No, I don't think so. It was a 1.5D chess.
More like 3DD or something.
Man, did you see him apologize to Cristiano for substituting him?
Oh, man. The statements. But isn't this something that Yash had pointed out the last time also, like when Ole was on the brink of getting sacked? He had two good games. One was against Spurs, I guess, and one was City.
Yeah.
And that just injected the whole whatever new life into his reign.
Dude, he's amazing. He's going nowhere for the next 5 years also. He is going nowhere. That guy has some luck. I mean, I don't know. Is it luck anymore if you keep doing this over and over again?
But it's ultimately just a universe with two elements in it which are balancing each other out. It's just Arteta and Ole. Where Arteta's on a high, Ole's on a low. When Ole's on a low, I mean, Ole's on a high, Arteta's on a low. So ultimately, we just won't understand. Like, we still can't predict who's going to win this, that triple threat match of Lampard versus Ole versus Arteta. I mean, Lampard's obviously out.
As Michelle Obama once famously said, when they go low, we go higher.
Okay.
Yeah. Talking back, like, you know, that's why I love Jose. Talking about Nuno, that's why I love Jose Mourinho. He just destroys everyone and leaves. He just does not. Like, here, like, Levy is now like, wow, he made a mistake, but he corrected it so soon. He's getting in Conte. Like, Dele Alli has just been useless for like 3.5-4 years now. The good thing about why Jose Mourinho is so awesome is that he will just like abuse everyone and leave. So we know, like when he was sacked from United, yes, I don't know if you remember this. One of the major reasons supposedly he was sacked was that Anthony Martial was not signing a new contract and Paul Pogba said that he was going to leave the club in the summer and they wanted to protect all these assets. So they said that he had to go now. Otherwise in Jan, there would have been a mass exodus of players.
I don't know how true that is, but Jose comes up with some really wacky stuff and it's a lot of fun to listen to him. And all these conspiracy theories.
What?
Jose got a red card or something in his last game, right?
That was 2 games ago. He and Spalletti both got red cards. So, let's talk about this guy, Conte. What's going to happen, Baru? I mean, you already said stars are not aligned, so he's going to just go. But
yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. He's going to be 14th or 15th on the table before Conte gets a grip on what's happening. And we're probably like...
attacked by then. Is Spurs the new Watford?
Spurs are old Spurs.
The fact that they started with Nuno now, then this season is a write-off. They don't expect much from this season and... But Conte also, come on, Conte has such a big stature. I'm sure he considers this as a stepping stone to Madrid or wherever. So, yeah, he'll just meander around this season. Next season, if he has the money, he might win them an FA Cup or finish fourth or something. And that will be it.
He's been burnt a little because of how he left Inter. And I think that is why the big clubs think once or twice about him. And for some reason, he is considered like Mourinho 2.0. I've read articles on that, which is like completely untrue. Both are like, yeah, both are weird, but both are completely different personalities.
Yeah, they're quite different. I mean, it's not black and white in personalities, right?
I mean, I also think that it's
different personalities.
It's probably the whole Jordi situation that has pushed Nuno to wear. So it's basically nothing that Nuno has done. Uske haath mein tha hi nahi. Because of the, you know, the money that's come into Newcastle, Spurs might have got a little, you know, jumpy that they might lose out on one of the better managers in the market right now. So 3-0 to United, they're like, you know what, might as well just get done with this, man. And Nuno had, it wasn't Nuno's fault at all. Poor guy just got kicked out.
It was definitely not. I actually buy that theory.
Because I refuse to believe that Spurs had some, let's call it October end goals that they'd set at the starting of the season. And they revisited it and Nuno was not performing up to the mark. And being in the top six was, or top five was probably what the goal was. And he's on sixth or something. And
yeah, and they're like,
just worked out here.
Oh, actually,
you know, they might have pointed out these papers to Nuno. Like, you know, see, you signed here, you signed on these goals. And they must have been like penciled out, you know, changes to those goals. And Nuno must have been like, "Arey, this is, somebody has forged it or something."
Who said you will
get the Spurs are ninth. Like after
that's
difference.
Because after the loss to United, nah, yeah. They were like sixth before that.
Mm.
Yeah, but dude, you actually make a good point. There's like full-on game theory going on. Because like, imagine Daniel Levy saying, there's this Newcastle with so much money. They don't know what's going to happen. On top of it, United is making noises. We have made contact with Conte. He's telling us what to do. So then they're like, oh God, what's going to happen? So they just jump the gun. Like, yeah. The same thing like with ESL. They thought that fans are like protesting, so they fired Mourinho 3 days before the final. Levy just jumps the gun always. But anyway, so yes, you think Conte is going to do any great shakes at Spurs, or it's done? It's over.
Spurs have different standards of great shakes, right? If he wins a trophy, then he'll be one of the greatest ever managers. So yeah, any trophy.
It's been 5,000 days.
Yeah, exactly. So if he wins a League Cup, then he's as great as Juan de Ramos for them.
Juan de Ramos. Yeah. Yes. And just because Spurs have now appointed a manager, finally, let's talk about Newcastle United. Our owners have woken up. They're like, oh God. Even Spurs have just hired a manager in a day. Probably this is how it's done. And they, what's the name they find? Unai. They've searched long and hard.
It's Unai Don.
Baru. Our club has searched all over the world for the last 6 weeks. And then they've come up.
How do you know it's 6 weeks? Maybe the owners just found out that there's a position called manager's position that needs to be filled after Tottenham made so much noise about it.
They must have thought of office supplies manager or something. But yes, so the names being floated around Baru are Unai Emery and Eddie Howe. Right? I think I know how Eddie Howe plays. I've seen Unai. They are not like similar people. So what do you think is the thought process of our great owners?
Our owners are probably still trying to define what kind of football they want to play. I think in the essence of it, like, you know, the bare essence of football, that's what they're trying to figure out. That is why they have such diametrically opposite managers. You know, one is more about the pressing up front and one is like, let's just absorb pressure kind of guy. But why unka philosophy, they haven't been able to arrive at, the philosophy, or as you called it earlier today in one of the WhatsApp groups, unka vision statement kya unko samajh nahi aa raha hai. So, once they define the vision statement, I think the answer would be evident for them. For us.
Yeah. Them. What about us?
Yes.
Yes. What is the vision statement?
So, I think there's a difference of opinion here. And Unai Emery is the long-term option because he's going to keep us in the Premier League. He might take us in one of the European places now that the European places are till like the 8th position. On the other hand, Eddie Howe is the extremely long-term option because He might just help us become what Bournemouth was, like attractive football. When we go down this year, we'll then win a trophy. We'll win the championship again, like we won when Rafa was our manager. And come back and play great football. St. James's will be rocking, and for 10 years at least we'll stay in the Premier League. And maybe if we give Howe enough money, who knows what may happen. So yeah, it's long term versus very long term.
These are haven't they bought out the naming rights of the stadium yet or something?
No. It's going to be Sports Direct for some time. They're going to call it the Jamal Stadium from next year.
When is it going to change to Saudi Arena or something?
Saudi Arena.
That's what everyone does, right? I think it's the way forward for the Middle East.
Maybe they can scam someone that you're going to Dortmund and Segund Arena and you end up in Newcastle.
What the hell?
Oh, man. Why has the club woken up now? Like, so this is even more weird. I don't understand. Are they even going to put in some money in the club?
When they were not appointing anyone, you were like, why haven't they appointed anyone? Now they're trying to do something. You're like, why have they woken up now?
This is the story, right? They want to hire Unai Emery.
Yes.
But Unai Emery is asking for the same salary as what he was getting at Arsenal or something. And these people are negotiating. Like, for what?
Negotiating upwards.
They're like, sir, itna kam.
Tum humare standard ke nahi ho.
Sir, you take a little more and ensure Jonjo does not get a red card. Oh, God. But anyway, who's going to end up at Newcastle as the manager? What do you guys think? I think it's going to be Unai.
Decent money on Unai.
Yeah, let's see what Unai does with money. Dude. At my ex-club, he didn't like really work out, even though he had one of the best winning percentages since.
Dude, but I don't think he's getting much money. And from the noises, I think Anthony Martial will be the first signing. It's Newcastle United.
So is our owners, is this like, is it the pension money of all the oldies in Saudi Arabia that they'll be reinvesting in Newcastle, or how does it work? Like every time they buy a player, is it that 700 Saudi old men would stop receiving pension for a month or something?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean? Why? They have so much money. Why would they do that? Because see, Conte has basically supposedly given a list to Tottenham Hotspur. He wants Chiesa, he wants De Ligt, he wants Stefan De Vrij. He basically wants every good player of Serie A. So there's no point of Newcastle buying from Serie A. So they may just buy Spurs leftovers along with Martial and reach the Europa League.
Yeah.
Or they can just buy Billy Gilmore and Cantwell from Norwich, who are not playing for some reason.
Dude, Billy is so good, man. This Daniel Farke is such an idiot. I mean, I used to have a high opinion of him, but he seems to have just unlearned everything he learned in the first time. We forget learning new stuff. He's forgotten what he's learned also.
Yeah.
Have they even scored a goal? I don't know, Norwich. Yeah,
they must have. They must have scored a goal, but I mean, they're pretty bad. I mean, what's the point of Norwich?
Yeah. How high is Arteta's stock right now? The entire club are being called visionaries for paying cheap money for Ramsdale. This white guy is an amazing defender. Like, everything's just working out and Arteta is just killing it. Are you scared, Yash?
Yeah, I mean, Arsenal might start coming fourth again. That's going to be annoying.
But you think they're going to finish? You think they're a good shout for fourth right now?
No, I think they'll finish fifth.
They'll finish fifth?
Yes.
Oh, because you think United will finish fourth, obviously. Yeah. Baru, can you give us an unbiased view as a I don't give a fuck Arsenal fan?
Yeah, I don't think they'll be in the Champions League positions, man.
Why?
I think if
an unbeaten run over like a month and a half is not giving you confidence, why even supporting the club? why did you ever support it? Now that you're a fan Jordy. Of a club which has not won a single the game.
North London, North Mumbai, Jordy.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think there are five clubs which are better than Arsenal right now. So So it's simple math, Saru. It's simple math.
They'll finish sixth then. Your math is wrong. They won't finish fifth if they're five clubs better than them.
Sorry, four clubs better. And I think Arteta is going to be pushing more on one of these cups again to get some
credibility
back, rather than, you know, going for the top four positions again.
That's cool. That's not bad. I'm actually happy.
And plus, City's out of the League Cup. So, I think that's one of the better places where you can actually push for a quick win.
Wait, isn't Chelsea still in that?
Now, who cares about Chelsea?
Dude.
The cup competition, I think.
What
is Chelsea won in a cup? Just the European Cup, that's it, right? Last year. Or kya ki jeeta?
Is bar
only the biggest prize, that's it.
Premier League this year.
Premier League is not a cup competition.
Yeah, it's not a cup competition. Oh. Keep track, man.
Yes, who is your player of the week?
Finally, it's Ronnie. Ronnie Bhaiya.
What? No way. I thought you'll say Reece James. I genuinely thought you'll say Reece James.
No, but Reece James only scored a couple of goals. Like, even Ronaldo's offside goal was better than most of his goals.
Both his goals. He's a defender.
Oh, so big deal. I mean, good for him. He is finally showing his potential. But, I mean, that match wasn't all that consequential for Chelsea. The opposition wasn't great. This was a proper Big Six match, which Ronaldo bossed.
Wow. So, talking about Ronnie Bhaiya, is he the manager of Ole or is Ole the manager of him?
Obviously, Ronaldo is the manager.
Dude,
it's okay. It's a decent position to be in with Ronaldo for the next 2 years being pseudo manager, because he already has an experience of winning an international trophy as a manager, or two if you listen to all the fans. So
yes, all right, okay. Baru, who is your player of the week?
And Ramsdale, man,
because he did one save which every keeper in the world makes.
No, it was a double save, no? So there is two again.
Okay. So, okay, are you ready to admit that you were wrong about Ramsdale and why the club was buying him?
What did I admit? Like, what was my statement?
Your statement, I am paraphrasing what you said, but you said, I just don't understand anymore why they're buying Ramsdale. Like, why?
Yeah, I think looking at how his form is right now, that statement was, I don't know.
But, is it
premature?
Are there some rumors that Leno is going to leave Arsenal soon or something?
Yeah, apparently he wants to be in contention for his national team selection, which is not possible if he's not playing the Premier League. So he'll probably move, I don't know, go to Hoffenheim or something.
Hoffenheim? Like, he's also burnt his career. But yeah, Ramsdale is not bad. As everyone's talking, suddenly everyone in Arsenal, including Edu, are being like thought of as some transfer geniuses.
Visionaries.
No, I'm sure no one in the stadium is going up to Edu and his wife and saying, "F you, Edu." So, yeah, all's good. Okay, let me see who my player of the week is. I've already spoken a lot about Reece James. I don't want to talk about... he is one of the players, but this... I am going to talk about Wilfred Zaha. He played all right, but he scored a goal and he beat Manchester City.
And he got Laporte sent off. So.
Exactly. So, Zaha probably had a very consequential weekend for the league as Cristiano Ronaldo did. So, he is my player of the week. And we can just put an asterisk mark on Reece James and say that goals ain't enough. All right. Led to the last bit, which is the games to look forward to. What are you watching this weekend, Yash? The Diwali weekend.
Diwali weekend. I think this is the Manchester Derby weekend, so has to be that.
All right. And is Ole going to beat Pep again?
Yeah. For some reason, he has Pep's number, so he should beat him 1-0.
1-0?
Yep. Oh. Play a back three, so he's not going to score too many.
No, so I was watching ESPN and Shaka Hislop had a prediction for what is going to happen. Right. He said United are going to beat Spurs,
right,
going to draw against Atlanta, and they will probably lose to City by a one goal margin. Okay. Right? And everyone will think, yeah, that's okay. Our guy's back. So, well, I'm not saying it's true. You're just saying that they're going to beat City, right?
Yeah, I think they're going to beat City. Schlopp is wrong.
Yeah, and Baru, what game are you watching? I know you went offline to check what is the London Derby for this weekend.
Yeah, what is it?
Arsenal-Watford.
Brilliant.
This guy's not there though.
That is the match I'll be watching then. The London Derby of the week.
Arsenal-Watford. I don't know. What do I watch? Should I watch West Ham-Liverpool or Everton-Tottenham for Conte's first game? So, decision time. I think I'll watch Everton versus Tottenham. It's going to be a boring game. And I hope Everton win just to show Conte his place. So, yeah. That's about it. Happy Diwali, guys.
Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali, bro.
Hey, Baru. Is ye Diwali football Wali again?
not. I think it's starting a little late this time.
Why?
Second week. So 2 weeks from now, I think that's when it's starting.
Why? Are they not? They suddenly shifted ISL to Chhat. Like, why? Why? What has happened?
Diwali thoda jaldi aa gaya is baar.
Man. I can see all the promos have started. Everyone's talking to Mumbai City FC players, Baru. Why are we not there?
I don't know. The players are in a digital and a bio bubble right now, so.
Oh, it's again going to be played in Goa?
Yep. No crowds again this time.
But crowds are allowed?
No.
Damn.
What? Oh, God. So boring. Anyway, who cares? Baru, thanks.
Thank
you. And yes.
See you.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.